Good day. I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Friday, January 12. Coming up, website to be launched to support phone recovery system, Health Ministry moving towards electronic storage of patient records, and Michael University College pursues full university status. The news in detail after the break.
The Ministry of National Security has implemented effective policing as part of its national security strategy. Crime is reduced through a partnership with the police for effective policing. Crime reduction in Jamaica requires a strong partnership between the police, the people, and communities. Effective policing, creating a safer environment for all Jamaicans. A message from the Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
Hello?
Junior! The judge said to pay $5,000, but me only have $3,500 pa me. Care 15 bills come for me now? Me don't want them lock me up.
Kerry, give every card them pa you. Them take debit and credit card to the court them, you know. Traffic court, parish court, the court them got high tech, you know.
No cash? No worries. Simply use your debit or credit card to make payments at traffic, family, and parish courts across the island. A message from the Court Management Services.
Now the news. The National Security Ministry is to launch a website to support the system that will be used by the Jamaica Constabulary Force to aid with the recovery of cellular phones. Portfolio Minister Robert Montague says persons will be able to register their cellular phones on the website.
If your phone is stolen and you're outside of the zone we're operating in initially, we can lock down the phone so that the phone just becomes a paperweight to the person who would have stolen the phone.
Mr. Montague was speaking at a ceremony to present over 14,000 Jamaica Constabulary Force JCF 150th anniversary commemorative pins at the Police Commissioner's Office in St. Andrew on Thursday. The National Security Minister is urging rank-and-file members, senior members, new recruits, and those proceeding on retirement to wear the JCF commemorative pins with pride, noting that it represents 150 years of service to a grateful nation. The Ministry of Health will be moving towards the electronic storage of patients' health records this year. This forms part of the Health Ministry's efforts to improve efficiency in the management of patient information. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry, Sancia Bennett-Templer, says electronic health records can preserve the confidentiality and security of patient data.
I think this is a very important direction in which to move, and we will be moving assiduously in this direction, because you could then have protocols with respect to access to files, which would then be controlled by particular codes and so on that persons would have to utilize to be able to get access to certain types of records.
Mrs. Bennett-Templer was speaking at the recent launch of the Trafficking in Persons Standard Operating Procedures for Health Officials. Director of Public Prosecutions, DPP Paula Llewellyn, has hailed late journalist and Deputy Chief Executive Officer of the Jamaica Information Service, JIS, Ian Boyne, as an exemplary public servant. Mr. Boyne passed away on December 18 at the age of 60 after a period of illness. Ms. Llewellyn, who signed a condolence book opened in the late journalist's honor at the JIS head office, said he gave service above self to Jamaica.
He exemplified the best as a public servant and as a journalist. Here was a man that every single Jamaican, both here and abroad, and also people in the international sphere, could admire as a beacon of excellence.
A funeral service to celebrate the life of Ian Boyne will be held on Sunday, January 14 at the National Indoor Sports Center, starting at 10 a.m. And pro-chancellor of the Michael University College, Professor Neville Ying, says the teacher training institution is far advanced in its plans to achieve full university status. Professor Ying says talks have already been held with Education, Youth and Information Minister Senator Ruel Reid to move the process forward.
First one was to put our value proposition to. Then we took the initiative and actually drafted the bill. So in December we presented the bill to him along with our 7 building blocks. And he was very impressed because he said that it's really in sync with what he has in mind for the education system.
Professor Ying was speaking in an interview with JIS News. He says the institution has taken steps to have its courses accredited by the University Council of Jamaica. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.